नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 3, Text 5. Etan
nanavataranam
nidhanam
bijam
avyayam
yasya
ansha
anshena
srijyante
devatiryan
Radayaha
Etannanavataranam
Nidhanam
bijamavyayam
Yasyangshan shena srijyante
Devatiryan
Radayaha
Etannanavataranam
Nidhanam bijam avyayam
Yasyangshan
shena srijyante
Devatiryan
naradayaha
Etannanavataranam
Nidhanam bijam avyayam
Yasyam
samsena srijyante
Devatiryan
naradayaha
Etannanavataranam
Nidhanam
bijam avyayam
Yasyam samsena srijyante Devatiryan
naradayaha
Etannanavataranam
Nidhanam
bijamavyayam
Yasyam
syam shena srijyante
Devatiryan
naradayaha
Etannanavataranam
Nidhanam bijamavyayam
Yasyam syam shena
srijyante
Devatiryan
naradayaha
This form.
Nana,
multifarious,
avataranam,
of the incarnations,
Nidhanam,
source,
bijam,
seed,
avyayam,
indestructible,
yasya,
whose,
angsha,
plenary portion.
Angshena,
part of the plenary portion.
Srijyante,
create.
Deva,
demigods.
Tiryak,
animals.
Nara
adayaha,
human beings and others.
This form, the second manifestation of the Purusha, is the source and indestructible seed of multifarious incarnations within the universe. From the particles and portions of this form, different living entities, like demigods, men, and others, are created. Purport. The Purusha, after creating innumerable universes in the Mahat-tattva, entered in each of them as the second Purusha, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. When he saw that within the universe there was only darkness and space, without a resting place He filled half of the universe with water from his own perspiration and laid himself down on the same water. This water is called Garbhodaka. Then from his navel, the stem of the lotus flower sprouted, and on the flower petals, the birth of Brahma, or the master engineer of the universal plan, took place. Brahma became the engineer of the universe, and the Lord himself took charge of the maintenance of the universe as Vishnu. Brahma was generated from Rajoguna of Prakriti, or the mode of passion in nature, and Vishnu became the Lord of the mode of goodness. Vishnu, being transcendental to all the modes, is always aloof from materialistic affection. This has already been explained. From Brahma there is Rudra, Shiva, who is in charge of the mode of ignorance or darkness. He destroys the whole creation by the will of the Lord. Therefore, all three, namely Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, are incarnations of the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. From Brahma, the other demigods like Daksha, Marichi, Manu, and many others became incarnated to generate living entities within the universe. This Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is glorified in the Vedas in the hymns of Garbhastuti, which begin with the description of the Lord as having thousands of heads, etc. The Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is the Lord of the universe, and although he appears to be lying within the universe, he is always transcendental. This also has already been explained. The Vishnu, who is the plenary portion of the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, is the supersoul of the universal life, and he is known as the maintainer of the universe, or Kshirdakshaya Vishnu. So the three features of the original Purusha are thus understood. And all the incarnations within the universe are emanations from this Kshirdakshaya Vishnu. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurn Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitam Stam E Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Maybe we don't need the lights.
Etan nana avatara nam nidhanam bijam avyunam yasyang syang shena yasyanshina srijyante devatirya naradya.
So this is what might be called incarnation technology, the science of understanding the various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First, the Purusha avatars are being described. The Mahavishnu, now Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, is being described. And they're all expansions of Krishna. And they further expand.
Nana avatara namakarod bhuvaneshu kintu.
There are innumerable incarnations. Later in this chapter, it's described that they're like the uncountable waves of the ocean. You can't count. They just go on and on and on. And the incarnations are like that, even if you try to calculate. The Manvantara avatars, there are 14 Manvantara avatars in a day of Brahma. Yeah. And Brahma's lifetime is 100 years, so 365 times 100 times 14 times as many universes as there are. So no one can count how many even Manvantara avatars there are. The Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is first described. He enters each universe. The Mahavishnu expands the universes. Then he expands himself as the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and he enters each universe, and he's lying down on the Garbhodak ocean. And from his navel, the lotus sprouts on which Lord Brahma takes his birth. Then Srila Prabhupada discusses the nature of Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, who are often misunderstood. By some Christian analogy, they're the triune Hindu god or something like that. But the Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of God. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Pashanti Sure. And Brahma is one of the living entities. He's the most pious living entity. It's said that if one executes his prescribed duties perfectly for 100 lifetimes, he becomes eligible to become Brahma. No flaw, 100 lifetimes without deviation, then one can become Brahma. But how pious Lord Brahma is, how qualified he is. So he's chosen, selected as the engineer of the universe. He's selected to be Brahma. And yes, he creates from the mode of passion. Creation means passion is involved for maintenance, goodness, and for destruction, the mode of ignorance. So Lord Brahma, in association with the mode of passion, generates the various forms of the living entities. This is a big theme in Srimad Bhagavatam. The universes are created by the Lord, and they need to be filled with living entities. There are so many living entities, and they need various bodies to fulfill their destiny or to carry out their activities. So generating these living entities is the responsibility of Lord Brahma. And he does it by the process of gradual expansion, as we discussed somewhat yesterday. Vishnu is, although in charge of the mode of goodness, is aloof from the modes, and even though situated within the universe, he's transcendental to the laws of the universe. And Shiva is mentioned, who destroys
everything at the time for cosmic devastation. Lord Shiva's position, I think, will be later described in further detail. In different millennia, there are different incarnations, and they are innumerable, although some of them are very prominent, such as Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Ram, Nrisinga, Vamana, and many others. These incarnations are called Lila incarnations. Then there are qualitative incarnations, such as Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, or Rudra, who take charge of the different modes of material nature. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami describes the different kinds of incarnations. Purusha incarnations, the Guna avatars, Leela avatars, Manvantara avatars, Yuga avatars, Shaktyavesh avatars. Maybe that's the list. Don't know if I'm leaving something out. So different incarnations for different purposes. And here Srila Prabhupada mentions the Leela avatars, who perform wonderful activities that attract the minds of the conditioned souls, and who perform the business of Paratranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chadushkrita, who destroy the demons, and save the devotees, and Dharma Samsthapana, who reestablish religious principles in age after age. So some of them are very prominent, and some of those prominent incarnations are mentioned here. Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Avatara Makarod Bhuvaneshu Kintan Krishna Swayam Samabhava Paramam Bhumanya Govindamadi Purusha Tamahang Vidana. There are so many incarnations, and for all of them, Krishna is the source. Lord Vishnu is non-different from the personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva is in the marginal position between the personality of Godhead and the living entities, or jivas. Marginal doesn't mean that he's tatastha shakti. Here, marginal. What's marginal depends on where you draw the margins. He is in the intermediate position between Lord Vishnu and the living entities. Neither an ordinary jiva nor the personality of Godhead, but in a unique position. Brahma is always a jiva tattva. The highest pious living being, or the greatest devotee of the Lord, is empowered with the potency of the Lord for creation, and he is called Brahma. His power is like the power of the sun reflected in valuable stones and jewels. That's the reference is Brahma Sanhita. What is that? Vasvan yatasma sakaleshu nijeshu teja sviyam kiyat prakatayat yapitad varatra brahma ya esha jagadanda vidhanakarta govindamadi purusham tamam. In each universe there's a Brahma, and as stones, jewels get their light from the sun and reflect it, the Brahma has potency borrowed from the personality of Godhead. When there is no such living being to take charge of the post of Brahma, the Lord himself becomes a Brahma and takes charge of the post. Lord Shiva is not an ordinary living being. He is the plenary portion of the Lord. But because Lord Shiva is in direct touch with material nature, he is not exactly in the same transcendental position as Lord Vishnu. The difference is like that between milk and curd. Curd is nothing but milk, and yet it cannot be used in place of milk. This is familiar discussion. The next incarnations are the Manus. Within one day's duration of the life of Brahma, which is calculated by our solar year as 4,300,000 times 1,000 years, there are 14 manus. Therefore, there are 420 manus in 1 month of Brahma, 5,040 manus in 1 year of Brahma. Brahma lives for 100 years of his age, and therefore there are 5,040 times 100, or 504,000 manus in the duration of Brahma's life. There are innumerable universes with one Brahma in each of them, and all of them are created and annihilated during the breathing time of the Purusha. Therefore, one can simply imagine how many millions of manus there are during one breath of the Purusha. Yeah, that we've already discussed. And no one can count even the Manvantara avatars, and what to speak of the others. The manus who are prominent within the universe, this universe, are as follows. Yajna as Svayambhuva Manu, Vibhu as Swarochisha Manu, Satyasen as Uttam Manu, Hari as Tamas Manu, Vaikuntha as Raivata Manu, Ajita as Chakshush Manu, Vaman as Vaivashata Manu, the present age is under Vaivashata Manu, Sarvabhauma as Savarni Manu, Rishabh as Daksha Savarni Manu, Vishvakshen as Brahma Savarni Manu, Dharma Setu as Dharma Savarni Manu, and Sudhama as Rudra Savarni Manu, Yogeshara as Deva Savarni Manu, and Brihadpanu as Indra Savarni Manu. These are the names of one set of 14 manus, covering 4,300,000,000 solar years, as described above. A lot of manus. Then there are the Yuga avatars, or the incarnations of the millennia. The Yugas are known as Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga. The incarnations of each yuga are of different color. The colors are white, red, black, and yellow. In the Dwapara Yuga, Lord Krishna in black color appeared. And in the Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya in yellow color appeared. For the yuga avatars, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishna Sangopangastra Parshana Yagyai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedasa. In Kali Yuga, the Yuga avatar is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whom intelligent persons worship by chanting the holy name of the Lord. So all of the incarnations are mentioned in the revealed scriptures. There's no scope for an imposter to become an incarnation, for an incarnation must be mentioned in the Shastras. An incarnation does not declare himself an incarnation of the Lord, but great sages agree by the symptoms mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Features of the incarnation and the particular type of mission which he has to execute are mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Well, it seems a feature of Indian religion that periodically bogus avatars show up on the scene. Those of us who've been around for a few decades have had the dubious privilege of watching various incarnations come and go. There, an old-time favorite was this Bal Yogeshwar. A little, probably called him Guruji God. He was known as the Guru Maharaj Ji. He was real cool. He was known as Guru Maharaj Ji, and his mother was Mataji, and there was a Baiji, and the disciples were Premis, and what else was cool? Anyway, it was like that. And he was God, the young boy.
And he was supposed to be God. And he was the Guru, so Prabhupada called him Guruji God. Of course, there was no mention of this Guruji God anywhere in Shastra. And his teaching was all rubbish. At initiation, you would see the light and taste the nectar, hear the music, I think. It was kind of a multimedia experience. But then he got implicated in some sort of multimedia experience with one young lady, his secretary. And then Mataji declared that actually Baiji was God. Politics and the divine family. So Prabhupada from the very beginning saw that this was all rubbish. And there are so many other rubbish incarnations. Someone becomes a great devotee of Kali and is advertised as an incarnation of God. Krishna says, Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja. And this incarnation says, Yatamat Tatapad. So Krishna changed his mind in the course of time. First he says, just worship me. Then later he says, oh, whatever you like, but however you feel like it, whatever suits you. So this is all bilge. This is all trash. So many incarnations. And where are they mentioned in Shastra? Where are they mentioned in Shastra? Prabhupada points out the real incarnations have to be described in Shastra. Even now there's someone, he was a devotee, but his followers worship him as an incarnation of God, Narayana. But there's no mention of him in Shastra. And if you ask where is he mentioned, they'll say, yada yada hi dharmasya sambhavami yuge yuge. God appeared, lots of incarnations pull this one, that God appears in every age, and he's appeared, so he must be God. Is that called an undistributed middle or something? I think that's what it is. The logic doesn't follow. God appears in every age, and he's appeared, therefore he's God. A president is elected every 4 years. 4 years have passed, therefore I'm the president. It doesn't make any sense. But this kind of argument is going on. You might find it entertaining to know that at the moment there's a Kalki avatar in South India. It's got a lot of followers, and they wear little medallions, kind of like the old Osho medallions that the sannyasis, so-called, used to wear. These little necklaces with a medallion. And so he's Kalki avatar. Apparently he hasn't gotten, the word didn't reach him that he's not supposed to show up for another 430,000 years. He's a little bit early. And I guess he also didn't hear that according to Shastra, he's supposed to show up with a sword and a white horse for killing the demons and so on. So he just showed up with his wife. And that's it. So many bogus incarnations are there. And they're accepted by fools. The Prabhupada said the cheater and the cheaters. They want to be cheated, and Krishna sends sufficient number of cheaters. Apart from the direct incarnations, the genuine ones, there are innumerable empowered incarnations. They are also mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Such incarnations are directly as well as indirectly empowered. When they are directly empowered, they are called incarnations, and when indirectly empowered, they are called vibhutis. Directly empowered incarnations are the Kumaras, Narada, Prithu, Shesh, Ananta, etc. As far as vibhutis are concerned, they are very explicitly described in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Vibhuti Yoga chapter. And for all these different types of incarnations, the fountainhead is the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. So these are Shaktiyavesh avatars, empowered incarnations.
living entities empowered by the Lord, like Narad, Prithu, and so on. And then these vibhutis are specific opulences which represent the Lord. Mriganam Chamrgendro Hum, Krishna says, among the animals, I'm the lion. Pitrinam Aryama, Aryamas Chasmi, among the Pitris, I'm Aryama. Rama Shastra Bhritam Aham, among the carriers of weapons, I'm Parshuram. Ritunam Kusumakara, among seasons, I'm spring. So all of these represent Krishna. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam srimad urjitam eva va tattare va vagaccha tvam mamate jom susambham. Krishna says, whenever there's anything beautiful or powerful, exceptional, that can be taken as a representation or incarnation of me, vibhuti. So this 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is called the Vibhuti Yoga chapter. And all of these incarnations, Shaktivesha avatars, Leela avatars, Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Yuga avatars, all of these different incarnations come originally from the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. And the Garbhadakshaya Vishnu is an expansion of an expansion of Krishna. Any questions? Loud questions are the only ones I answer.
From Mahavishnu, numerous universes comes out and then they go at the same time in the body of Mahavishnu. Is it like the Brahma in this universe is four-headed, and while in the other universes are different? So is there because of the power, how they are different?
According to the size of the universe, the number of heads are allocated. This is a small one, so you only need four heads to run it. They're bigger ones. They have eight-headed Brahmas, thousand-headed Brahmas. This is a small one.
The lifespan is same, like the
same. More heads, but you don't get more years. Something else? White incarnation, Krishna Garbha, red incarnation I think is not known. They're very briefly described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very
much.
Excuse me?
In one place you read that when there is no Brahma, then Vishnu himself becomes Brahma. When does that happen?
Every now and then. Just like sometimes the different ministries are given, someone becomes the railway minister, someone becomes the finance minister, someone becomes the home minister, someone becomes foreign minister. And sometimes if there's no qualified person, then prime minister himself takes on the portfolio home minister or some other job. So Krishna also.
I always heard maybe that there is always, next Brahma is already ready before the present Brahma's life is finished. So
yeah, there's succession planning.
But sometimes in the succession planning, there's no suitable successor. So then Lord Vishnu fills in. You're looking for a job opportunity. Okay, thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.